Does someone on staff have a printed version of what's on this schedule, or can you send me, put something in my Skype chat, because I really don't know what the formal agenda is right now. Or at least tell me what the first item is. Just tell me what the first item. Sorry? Ratification of statements. Thank you. Are we online and recording started? Thank you very much. All right, the first item on the agenda is we have two statements that are to be ratified. These statements have been on the wiki for a long time, have been discussed. This is something we would normally do a vote for, but if we can do it in person, then we can get it off the agenda. If anyone on the current ALAC objects and believes this should be deferred to an electronic vote, we will do so. Ariel, can you announce what the first statement is?
This is Ariel Liang for the record. The first statement is on preliminary issue report on new GTLD subsequent procedures, and I'll put the URL in the chat.
Thank you. Olivier, as the main, Olivier is not here. Is there anyone who can summarize in two sentences what the gist of the statement is, just to remind people what we're talking about? Go on to the second one, please. We'll come back to this one.
This is Sarah Liang for the record. The second statement is on the use of country and territory names as top-level domains, and that was drafted by Maureen Hillier.
Thank you. This is a statement requested, some questions asked by a working group on the use of country and territory, three-letter codes as TLDs. They were looking for some guidance as to whether they should be allowed, if they should be allowed, who should get them. This is part of a very larger, much larger project. Maureen, would you like to summarize, or would you like me to?
Yes, I must admit this was a really interesting topic for me, and so I put it out to at large and got some really interesting comments, and just about everyone who participated had a different view. And so that it was great to be able to use all my skills to put together a commentary which I hope reflected the views. But there were basically two camps. One that said three-letter CCTLDs should actually be retained for their countries, and anything that wasn't a country code should be used as a GTLD. And the other one said no, we'll open them all up. So, but one of the sort of like the end points of this was that because there was so much. So much difference between the views, and that there needs to be a moratorium that actually sort of like really just looks at the whole issue again, and further training as well.
Thank you, Maureen. You may recall we did discuss this. It's not a lot of length, but we did go into it in the meeting with the CCNSO. One of the co-chairs of, there are many for this cross-community working group, specifically said, yes, we understand your position is mixed, and that is useful info. It's not as if this is a throwaway. I would like to call the question. This is current ALAC members only. Are there any current ALAC members who oppose the statement? None. Are there any who abstain? None. Could you put your hand or your card up if you support the motion? Have staff do a tally. I don't have a card. I will use my hand.
Please, could you keep your tent cards up? And yes, we do see you, Leon.
I count 12. Can we explicitly have written? Can we have written into the record who is it that is missing? Okay. Tijani, you have two hands representing. Okay, so we have 13. Who are the two that are missing?
The two missing. This is Ariel Leon for the record. The missing ones are. Oh. Fatima, just come in. The other one is Jimmy Schulz. He is missing.
Fatima, we are voting on the three-letter country code statement. Are you voting for or against or abstaining?
In favor.
In favor. So should the record should show that we have 14 in favor, none against, and one. I'm sorry. One. Yes, correct.
Why Sandra is blue?
Sandra is special. We all know that. All right, we'll go back to the statement on new GTLDs, if we can have the title read out, and if Olivier can give us a one- or two-sentence summary of the gist of the statement. Again, it's been on the wiki for quite a while.
Thank you, Alan. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. And this is a statement is 7 pages, or 6 or 7 pages in length. It pertains to the next round of new GTLDs. An issues report has been drafted by staff. We're at the very early stage of commenting on this issues report. From this issues report, will be made on whether on what will become a PDP, what will not come into a PDP. We're very early on in this. So the issues report touched on many, many different points. It's dozens and dozens of pages long. We commented on not a majority of the issues, but on most of the issues. We supported a great many of them. There are a few points that we have made quite strongly. The first one is that the ALAC's point of view is that the consumer trust is center stage of any and all other issues when it comes to deciding on the next round of new GTLDs. We also urge the board, as far as predictability is concerned, to reject urge to rush the process and take the time to reflect, then fix identified problems. Because there is this feeling that some are trying to rush the process and try and get a next round of GTLDs for the consumer trust reviews are undertaken before we learn all of the problems that we might or have encountered during the first. On the questions of community engagement, we are asking not only for a PDP within the GNSO, but actually a community chartered working group to raise address on the matter of engagement and several points that might not be good for a PDP, but for a wider discussion within ICANN. On the matter of different top domain types, the ALAC has been noted as being a firm supporter of different application categories. On the matter of compliance, the ALAC disagrees with locating compliance solely within the group to regulatory issues, because there will be several parts, or perhaps even there could be several PDPs, depending on what the topics are. We'd like to have this as something less narrow and really looking again at the topic of compliance when it relates to new these. On second-level rights of protection mechanisms, we're very surprised that these are not marked as a policy issue. Rights are core, so we're asking for this to be added as a policy issue. On the global public interest, we're particularly concerned that the staff report mentions has a specific phrase, and that's the only location in the whole report, that the global public interest should be constrained to the context of ICANN's limited technical coordination role, mission, and core values. Well, I don't know why that was needed in this paragraph, and so we mentioned this. There are a few others that I pass over since we are looking at 7 pages. On string similarity, the ALAC welcomes this subject being addressed. As you know, we had made some comments in the past of some strange rulings by the external examiners. On community applications, of course, we find this to be very important to the ALAC. On the topic of name collisions, similarly as well, we need to be really focused on this because it all deals with the etc. So all in all, our overall concern is that we are worried that it might tempt the GNSO might be tempted to launch a PDP and then the next round way too early. We are asking for a whole list of issues that should be addressed in addition to what's in the report in there, and also looking at the possible cancellation of subsequent procedures if the findings are not good. I'm not going to go any further. It's all on there, been on the wiki for a long time. The latest version that you have on the screen is just slightly modified with regards to grammar. Some of the grammar was a little bit strange and a few double negatives and so on. So it's just a bit cleaned up. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the two-sentence summary.
I think that was one sentence.
Well, Tijani, are you raising an issue for discussion?
Just to explain why this issue of limited to the mission and the technical role of ICANN regarding the peaks. It is because some people was pushing to make, you understand, so there is a reason. And I think we have to do that, because people want us to make ICANN regulate the content, and this is not acceptable at all. So the mention of the mission and the technical character of our work, the work of ICANN, is very important here.
I'll point out that everything we do is subject to the mission and core values. And I tend to agree with Olivier, it didn't need to be repeated there, but it is, and no point in belaboring it at this point, I don't think. Is there anyone on this in the ALAC? Yes, Olivier.
Thank you, Alan. One last thing. It's Olivier speaking. One last thing. We do ask that the economic studies, which were made in 2010 and which everyone seems to have read and at the time discounted and so on, should be validated. Because if we're going to have predictions about the next round, the first round predictions were wrong, there is a problem there. So we also ask for that to be.
Is there anyone here who votes against the motion? Anyone who abstains? Show of hands for those who support. Staff captured? Current ALAC members. I don't believe we need to read the names if staff tells us you have. I assume it's the same 14 as 4. Thank you. The motion passes. We have one more item on the agenda, and that is the confirmation. It doesn't really require a vote. The ALT selection under the terms of the call for nomination said if there were only one nomination per position, they would be acclaimed. I believe there. Staff, can you confirm there was only one nomination per position?
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Can someone confirm there was only one nomination per each of the 4 ALT positions that are open?
Yes, confirmed.
Thank you. Then the people named are acclaimed. Thank you all for your willingness to serve, and it's going to be a fun year on that. What is the next? Thank you, Shun. What is the next item on the agenda? That's an item on discussion on NOMCOM, NOMTOM delegates, and how the ALAC should be not instructing them, because we're not in a position to instruct, but what kind of interactions we want. I would suggest we defer this to the next ALAC meeting. We're already way over time at this point, and I'm not sure there's any merit in trying to squeeze it into a few minutes right now, unless there's any strong objection. Next item.
Is Holly on universal acceptance?
2 minutes on universal acceptance.
I thought this was the selection criteria. I want to talk on universal acceptance.
Okay, no, it isn't.
Really, not now.
It isn't Holly on universal acceptance.
Yeah, independent examiner. Just a reminder for everybody: I need feedback on the qualities that you think we should be looking for the independent examiner to review ALAC. You know, for example, do you think this person should have experience with internet organizations? Person have experience with not-for-profits? Should the person have some kind of academic qualifications? You can start to think a list, but what is the sort of key things that you think the independent examiner needs? Now, I'm not going to take answers now. I'll actually be sending out an email, but if anybody wants to email me, and Ariel, I'll talk to you about maybe the best thing to do is put stuff on the wiki. Have a particular area where you can put your thought, because within a matter of 1 or 2 weeks, management has to put together an RFP, and it was clear from the presentation by Xavier yesterday, we really have 2 opportunities to input. This is one of them, and it's important that if you have ideas about who should be examining the structure, you need to tell me and we need to tell Xavier within a matter of a couple of weeks. Thank you.
Thank you. The item, Tim, sorry, go ahead, Tim.
What is the price and duration of this contract?
The duration was set out in the timelines. The timelines are actually on the in the wiki that's just dedicated to the review. I don't know the price, and as Xavier said yesterday, there will be, I think they probably have a ballpark figure, but they're going to choose the person they think is best. At this stage, probably the thing to do to find that out, because I don't know the answer, would be to look back at all the documentation from the GNSL review. I'm not sure the figure has ever been published, frankly.
Well, I mean, the budget will determine the by and large,
exactly,
a great deal about the nature of the people and chosen.
Yeah, in fact, when you look at what Xavier talked about yesterday, which is the transparency of the budget and how it's broken down into each project, I would imagine, I haven't looked, what would be there, I would think, would be a breakdown to ALAC review and an overall budget. Now, that will have to include a lot of stuff.
Please. You really don't have a lot of time. We can talk privately. I'm not quite sure why you are asking the question, but let's talk offline. It's not something within the remit of the ALAC to be controlled by, to impact that. The item on universal acceptance was a reminder that there is a working group being formed. It would be a really good idea if there were some people from ALAC involved. It's a project, which is a high-focus one within at large, within ICANN and has been within at large, because it impacts very large parts of our community. We will be doing a call for members to participate in the new working group being formed. We had a full presentation on universal acceptance. I hope everyone was there, or at least read about it afterwards. It's making use that new GTLDs, and particularly IDN GTLDs, actually work from within software. Deploying them doesn't help if your browser and other applications don't work with them. But we did have a presentation on that. Somehow in the agenda, we did have a session on a section on review of CCWG. I don't quite know what happened to it, because it doesn't seem to be on the agenda right now. I will give a 2 or 3 minute summary, not the 20. Olivia, Tijani, is this a point of order?
I would like to speak the universal acceptance. One word.
One word. Go ahead.
Yes, you presented the issue, but we didn't give the process. So please, people who want to be on this group, please contact the staff. And we have to give a time, because if there is no one, I will go there. So please go. Please ask to be on this group. It is very important.
For the record, I did say we would be doing a call for membership. Sebastian?
Yeah, sorry, I was outside. I wanted to try to find Jimmy, if he was aware, to come to vote. But I just saw the question of the review of ALAC. I don't know what you discussed, but I would like to stress that I hope that it will be included, the question of accountability, even if it's not decided yet by any other body. We need to include that in our review. Thank you.
The focus of this at-large review is largely the RALOs and ALSs and how they are integrated into the overall large process. If that is not satisfactory, then I would suggest you quickly get involved with the group that is overseeing this process.
I hope that all those working groups for the new ALAC member will be explained, and the membership will be open, and we will be discussing all that, please.
As I said in our closed session, where you were present, we have on the agenda to review all of our working groups, make sure they're vitalized, make sure they have people, and make sure that they have people running them. So that is an action. Leon had his hand up.
Hello. Oh, yeah, it's on? Okay. Yeah, no, I just want to say that I remember that when I came in, I got this tour from the different working groups and how they work, who are part of them, how to join. And I do believe that we have a very open, I would say that will still remain. So I guess that will be the same for the incoming ALAC members as when I first came here. So I wouldn't worry much about it.
Well, if people weren't being so serious, I would make a remark to the effect of, no, we expect all new members to simply magically know about them and start participating. That's a joke. Yes, we will be actively working to make sure that new members know what we're doing, what they can choose to participate in, what they can try to audit, just because they don't even know what the words mean, and try to get a feel for it. Yes, that is an act. That is an action that will be done over the next little while. Is that a hand up, Holly? Sebastian's hand is up. Sebastian, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Leon, thank you. One of the reasons I make this remark is that in a previous discussion, it appears that the new ALAC member were not welcome enough and well, and then it was telling, somebody tell me that you may have asked the question and we will have solved the issue. Then, as now, I think that it needs to be done. I would like to be sure. Then it's why I raised the question. It's not to say that it's not done. It's badly done. It's not scheduled. But I want for every new ALAC member to be sure that it will be done. Thank you.
Anything else on this subject? Next, I would like to ask staff, is this meeting ending officially at 12:45 or 12:30? Both times are in the agenda. All right. Thank you. So we have another half hour. The item on CCWG is the one that was omitted, which explains why the itemized agenda is shorter than the full agenda. Well, and the itemized agenda starts at the wrong time and ends at the wrong time, but we'll ignore all of that. The CCWG, I will try to summarize as best I remember. I did not take notes. So any of the other members of the CCWG who have any input, and in particular one of the co-chairs who is sitting in the back room reading his phone in the back of the room,
back row.
Can't contribute. At this point, it would appear that we have close to closure on accepting a sole designator model. You will note I sent around a description of that yesterday for those who have some level of confusion as to what it is. I think it's correct. The details will change, however. For instance, at the meeting today, the ESSAC reaffirmed that they will not participate as a supporter or objector of motions, but will give advice. We expect the RSAC to say the same thing. The GAC is likely to take a position that most of the time they will advise. They reserve the right to participate at some future time should they decide that it is warranted. The ASO has been silent, and they will probably remain silent. It means in theory they could participate, but they probably won't in most cases. That results in we are sort of back to the previous version in terms of who's participating. The only active ones are likely to be the GNSO, the CCNSO, and the ALAC. If you remember, the current proposal for decision-making was three or four of the seven, depending on which power we're talking about, would have to support an action and could only be killed if at least two objected to it. Those rules fall apart when we no longer have the seven. And if we only have three who are active, to imply that it takes two to object means it only takes one to support, which is clearly problematic. So the decision process is a work in progress right now. The new information has caused, the proposed one. Now, I should note that this is a statement that the ESSAC and RSAC has made continually, and perhaps there was some belief in magic that it would change. And the decision is made for some very real reasons from their perspective. So it's not as if they're just being obstinate. We are in an interesting position right now where if we have a decision-making process where two registry-based SOs can force some action, that is probably not acceptable. It essentially says those who have very specific points of view can alter the organization for the rest of us. And that is problematic in the view of a certain number of people, and I happen to be one of them, but that's the fact that I'm there is moot. But if we presume magic will happen and we will come up with a decision-making process which meets all of the criteria, then we do seem to have closure on the single sole designator model. The stress test 18 within the GACH is... which results in saying changing the bylaws to say only GAC consensus advice without defining consensus should be acted on with the special provisions that govern GAC advice is still subject to discussion within the GAC. That is a showstopper. The message from Washington has become as clear that without that change, they will not accept the proposal, and there is strong opposition to it among some GAC members. And current GAC consensus rule is that if a single country objects, it doesn't pass. So we're in an interesting situation. I would not want to be in the position of chair of the GAC right now. So we have pretty well coalesced on something which is acceptable to the board as far as we know. Clearly, until they see the details, they will not formally approve anything. Seems to be acceptable to most people in the CCWG. There are a few exceptions. It is almost exactly what we were asking for. So we have to try not to gloat too much. But it is very close to the model that we were looking at. And I don't think I want to take a lot more time, but I do want to open it for any questions. Or Leon, did I miss anything really important? Okay, we have a speaker queue here. I think Olivier was first. We have him. We have Eduardo, and Shun and Eduardo. Olivier?
Thank you very much, Alan. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. And on the topic of stress test 18, which might end up being the really touchy issue on this, the GAC advice has come out. And they mention in there that it's a long... In view of the above, having considered concerns expressed by various parties, the GAC agreed to further work on the issue of stress test 18 and to submit any further input in the CCWG. But the point that they do make in there is that the need that each and every advisory committee ensures that the advice provided is clear and reflects the consensus view of the Finley, that each and every advisory committee should preserve its own autonomy in its definition of that, I think, goes pretty much in line with the... That we have, and it's a GAC issue. Thank you.
Thank you. I've added to Jen. May I make one thing? I did forget one thing in the summary. That's the timeline. We are looking at coming up with a revised report proposal relatively soon. I'm the exact dates to be determined. A report going out for a formal 35-day public comment period, and in parallel going to these SOs, the chartering ACs and SOs. The understanding that they're not approving a final report, but, you know, essentially, if there's any real major showstoppers for you, better speak up soon. A integration of whatever the comments are with the ultimate intent of approving the report by the chartering organizations in early to mid-January to allow the implementation to go through. That may require an intersessional meeting of ICANN, of the ACs and SOs that are the chartering organizations in January. Would include an ALAC meeting at that point. Not clear when we will find out exactly when that happens, or if Cheryl, you wanted to correct or add to something I was saying.
Thank you. I have no intention of correcting you, Alan, at all. I may embellish a little, but that's about it. Cheryl Langdonnell for the record, and as the rapporteur in charge of the part of the work which involves all the stress tests, including that which will no longer be named, formerly known as the stress test 18, I would like to suggest that the ALAC, as a great partner at times and collaborator collaborator where possible with the Government Advisory Committee, pen a small note of appreciation for what we recognise as some extremely complicated and highly diplomatic drafting, which resulted in an excellent communique text, which has allowed us as the stress test team and the CCWG to move forward in a very, I think, well-founded way now. We have already agreed and are starting to arrange the mutual work between the key proponents of new text. If nothing else, we could literally take pieces out of the communique and use it as a basis for our work. But it's a landmark moment, and in that thanks, should you choose to give it, please note the particular work put forward by the Government of Brazil in this to allow the GAC to come to a consensus outcome. And you will, in fact, be receiving, Alan, as will all the ACs and SOs, a letter from us in probably by Friday. You'll get it by Saturday, I would assume, outlining all sorts of details, including the request for you to back to us as an organising committee regarding an intersessional. Thank you.
Thank you. Unfortunately, I'm on vacation for 11 days. Tough.
I do hope you have some vice chairs.
I have a speaker queue right now of Olivier, Tim, Shun, Eduardo, and Sebastian, and Tijani. I note that it is 17 minutes before our ending point, and there is something after this which you really do not want to miss. Trust me.
Oh, yes.
They don't. For those of you who know, might know what it is. So I ask everyone to be very concise and preferably not repeat the same statements they've said before for those who have said something before. Olivier. 1 minute.
I have already spoken, Alan. You should cross me off the list.
I will cross you off the list. Tim.
Question back, Mr. Chairman. You had some mention that I didn't completely follow in your description of the deal, that some sort of reduction from some number to three. Could you just go over that briefly again as to who plays or who counts? Do you recall that?
Yes, I will answer that quickly. There are four ACs, the SSAC, the Security and Stability Advisory Committee, the Root Server System Advisory Committee, the Governmental Advisory Committee, and the ALAC, the At Large Advisory Committee, three SOs, the generic CC and ASO. Those are the seven components that we originally were factoring the thresholds on. It is now quite clear the SSAC and RSAC will not be counted in that, so we're down to five. The ASO may well be silent on most of them, and the GAC has said they reserve the right to participate, but most of the time will give advice. The problematic part of giving advice is the RSAC, SSAC, ALAC, for that matter, and GAC officially give advice to the board. The board is charged with balancing various positions. Now we're talking about ACs to give advice to, among other groups, the SOs. Remember, in this new governance model, everyone is taking on new responsibilities. Nothing is in their original bylaws. The GNSO, for instance, will take action by voting from within the various stakeholders and constituency groups. So the composite vote of the GNSO will be composed of the registries, registrars, and so forth. They, in their own charter, will put forth, probably, their own position, not necessarily melding into it the positions of the SSAC, the GAC, and others. So it's not clear how advice goes into the parties is reasonably considered by the advice by those who will be making the decision. This is going to be subject to a lot more discussion, so we can't come to closure on it right now. Complex problem. Shun.
Yeah, this is Shun for the transcript record. I just want to first say that stress test 18, I would blame it on the CCWG for making it look like an issue, because it's ordinarily shouldn't have been an issue, but you guys have hyped it so much that Washington are now thinking that it's a big deal. If it happens that GAC does not finally agree to this transition because of stress test 18, it will be, the fault will be on you guys and not theirs. My other comment is in relation to the intersectional. I think if it is going to happen, I think what I got from the room within the CCWG was that it is not supposed to be a deliberation among the SOs and SEs or the chartering organizations, to be specific. It's actually going to be a meeting for each person to meet independently to have their decisions. So if ALAC is going to have it, I think it's important that we decide, I mean, we'll have an idea of whether it will hold for planning purposes, and to be able to plan my personally, I want to know whether it will hold and whether we can have it remotely. It should be preferred. Thank you.
As in any meeting, if people choose to participate remotely, they certainly may. It is not clear whether it's each ACSO deliberating among themselves or participating. I see Olivier's hand is Leon's hand is up. That remains to be seen. Leon.
Working? Yeah? Okay. Sean, just on stress test 18, this is not a thing.
No. Huh?
On stress test 18, this is not something that the CCWG came up with. It is a clear requirement by the NTIA that there is no capture from governments. So it is a stress test that need to be run. And it is a stress test that goes beyond us, goes beyond legal issues. It is a political issue. And we need to actually let the GAC take care of it. And if the GAC says we don't approve stress test 18, they can file a minority report in whatever document they will file with their position on the CCWG's proposal. It will not stop the transition from happening. But it's an issue that needs to be taken care of. And I would say that this is not the time to point fingers on anyone or to look who to blame if the transition doesn't happen. If the transition doesn't happen, it's on the community at large. It's not only on a certain group.
I would really appreciate if we not debate the issues here. We're trying to do an update of where we are, regardless of why we got here. I have the queue is closed. I have Eduardo, Sebastian, Tijani, and Glenn. And I ask staff to, from the recording of this call, not wait for the transcripts, which will take weeks, if you can extract what Cheryl said in reference to a letter from me and put it, a letter from me on behalf of the ALAC, and it will be passed by the ALAC before it goes out. If you can extract the wording from the transcript and pass it on to me, I would appreciate it.
Eduardo. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to ask Leon his perception, or personal perception, as, and it has to, it's regarding to the timeline, if you think of the work in the CCWG will be ready by the timeline. I mean, but this is just personal perception of since you are there. Thank you.
We better have it ready.
Thank you, Leon. By the way, for those who want to participate in this discussion who haven't in the past, we have lots and lots of teleconferences. Please come to them. Sebastian.
Yeah, first of all, I want to be sure what Olivier said at the beginning, because he says it's in the advice of the GAC. In fact, it's in on the communique of the GAC, and that's important to be here. That's not a part of the communique of the GAC with an advice to the board. It's something outside. And the second, I would like very much, sorry to disagree, but not to spend time on thanking the other, what they do, how they do. We are here to find a way to do the transition, and I hope that every group are doing their best to do it. And let's stick on the content and not too much on the thinking for the process. And regarding the intersessional meeting, I do hope that whatever we decide at the end, it could be a meeting where all could be, even if it's a silo meetings, because I am sure that exchange with other will be beneficial in any case. Even if there is no a big meeting, will be useful. Thank you.
I totally agree on that last item. Tijani.
Thank you, Alan. I really see a problem if we end up with only three organizations participating in this meeting. This will lead to two possible things, either blocking the machine or capture. And I hope that it will not happen like this. I am hopeful that the ASU will participate. And I do hope that the ERASAC don't do the same. The most probable thing they will do, but don't do the same as SSAC. It will be better for us. Thank you.
That will be discussed in work party one of the CCWG. New participants are welcome if you want to actually participate in the process. Glenn.
Sorry, Alan, this is not a comment on this, but I just wanted to remind you that we have a 30-second video clip to show.
Thank you. I have no more hands up. This item is closed. We have a 30-second video clip that I believe will be shown right now or soon.
I am from Armenia.
And from India.
I'm from the Kai Islands.
I'm from Australia.
I'm from Pakistan.
And I'm from China.
And we have one more colleague from Bahrain.
So why don't you come join us?
Because we are
celebrating diversity.
Thank you very much. The next part of our agenda is, I think it was called Chair's Comments, Chair's Announcement. Well, I'm not really going to make an announcement. This was the obfuscation. I don't know what that word is. You should go look it up. Thank you, Olivier. This is one of the bittersweet moments of a chair's role, and it's the first time I'm doing it, so forgive me if I don't do it properly. We have a number of people who are leaving us. This is their last meeting. This is their last day. This is their last ALAC session that we will see them at. I have a very strong hope that in all cases, this is not the last time we will see them. Obviously, when people leave, there is the potential for them just disappearing off face of the earth. We really hope this is not the case. Regardless, they are leaving a current position right now, and I think they appreciate, they deserve our thanks. First person whose name starts with B.
Oh, no.
Baran, could you come up, please?
Thank you.
And the next person is Raf. Raf here somewhere. I don't want to get rid of anybody. Next one is someone no one's ever heard about. You need to join and work. Yeah, that's right. It's about time you started doing some work. Olivier Crepin-Leblanc is leaving as an ALAC member at this point. I haven't finished my speech yet. No pictures until I finish my speech. He was also on the ALT as a vice chair this year. Oh. Did we forget something? He was chair for 4 years. This man has given up virtually all of his life for the last 5 years. We have no clue why he did this, but I certainly am grateful. Thank you. Do you want a little bit on this side? Fatima. I'm not sure what I should say. It has been a pleasure. I wish I could speak in Spanish.
Thank you.
It has been a pleasure. I will say one or two things. Now, Fatima has had problems in English. She thinks she doesn't speak English very well. She actually speaks English and understands English very well. She has also participated in the CWG. And in case some of you missed a few things, there was a meeting in Istanbul, which Fatima was supposed to go to. There was some issue with, I was there for the CCWG. Fatima decided that she, because of her change in job, had not been focusing on the CWG as much and suggested that I go in her place. I don't think I've ever heard anyone in at large saying, I'm going to give up a trip to an interesting place because someone else can do a better job than me. So. Eduardo Diaz, one of our charter members of this organization, and the one who has perhaps the best smile. Eduardo has worked in a number of positions over the years, nominating committee, ALAC, and now going back to the nominating committee. We can always count on Eduardo. Atlas II main organizer. And again, I won't say I hope you stay around because we've ensured you are around at least for the coming year. And somehow I suspect in one way or another longer than that. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is ALAC, yeah. Haja, who has been our ALAC representative from Africa, is not at this meeting, but of course we thank her very much for her contributions. Yeah, Tijani has her proxy. Haja, thank you very much for your service. If you, no, we're almost finished. I think we only have one person left. Yes, well, I know, that's... Then you have to put down your camera now. Glenn McKnight is another one who's been around for a few years now, not quite as long as some people. And has done service in a variety of positions. He's going off of the ALAC, but starting.
Not show your teeth. Smile.
And is going into the position of chair of Naralo.
Why, Alan? Why didn't you say the same for Olivier?
Because you don't want to know that.
He also will be the chair of URALO.
Staff is doing a reconciliation. Okay, we have other people who are leaving various positions and going into other ones. Garth is leaving as chair of NARALO and will be an ALAC member. Yeah. Well, Wolf Ludwig is leaving as chair of URALO.
Sorry.
Oh, we have Gail. Oh, sorry.
Garth, come in for the photo, please.
Apparently, briefing of the chair is not being done very well. Yulia's not here, and Wolf. Is Wolf here? Well, then Wolf has to come up.
Another one. Thanks, Alan.
Well, Wolf, for the record, for those of you who don't know, is another one of the people who has been around since the very beginning of the real ALAC and at large. Yay! I had some hair when I started. At the beginning of the open forum at 13:30, all of the people that we've just talked about and a bunch of others will be formally recognized in the open meeting. Please be there. The people who are being recognized and everyone else to support them.
But Alan, you are missing one.
You are missing that you leave Alak and you come back to Alak because you change seats. Then you are an outgoing Alak member and you are an incoming Alak member.
That is true. I am an outgoing Alak member and an incoming Alak member, and I expect.
So you two get two.
I expect a gift.
You two get two gifts.
And you can see the record. See the devotion staff has to me in that they've left me off.
No?
Oops. Oh, dear.
Can I?
Oh, yes, certainly.
While they are distributing candies or sweets or whatsoever, I know it's not mine.
This is shortbread.
Shortbread.
One of the best things in life. Okay. So thank you for not permitting.
No, I eat mine straight.
Okay, so you can have mine. I would like to thank Heidi, Gisela, all the staff for all the support they have provided to make our yesterday's General Assembly possible. Thanks again to Naralo, who gave us provided priority to make this general face-to-face General Assembly in Dublin happening. Otherwise, it wouldn't have happened. It would have avoided a lot of work for me and for staff. But okay, you would have been occupied with other things. But this was simply a great support. I think it was a good idea to have the Uralo General Assembly conducted in two parts. I got a lot of good feedback responses for the content part on the public interest. And there is one issue. Those of you who have not attended, Sirenosh was there most of the time, so she is completely informed. But for the other Railos, we submitted a thesis paper on the public interest. 2-page summary of a very detailed paper I did before. And this thesis paper on the public interest was approved by the General Assembly. In the conclusions, it is said this is a European approach. Looking back, tracing public interest in the European context, in the European history, not ignoring the rest of the world. But as I am not much familiar with other parts, so we concentrated on a very specific European angle. And now, since the paper is approved, we would like to submit it to other Railos. Have a look on it. Let us know what you think about it. If you have any further questions, come back to us. And perhaps try to trace, to verify whether there are parallels, whether there are similarities or not. And by this regional verification, we can try to come up with a more complete picture, approaching something what we called the global public interest. So for the European part, I can say, well, this has a very high relevance. But for other parts of the world, I cannot. But it would be very interesting to know this. And I would like to make another suggestion. A lot of people have approached me telling me, interesting subject. I would like a discussion on this. Could we create an at-large working group on the public interest? I told them I will suggest to Alan, to ALEC members, I'm not an ALEC member, I would like to make this suggestion now. If ALEC agrees, I would be ready to take the chair for this work group. So this is work in progress, and I think we can attract quite a lot of people who are particularly interested in this issue, and this could become an enrichment for the next couple of months, Marrakesh, Panama, and whatsoever. Thanks. And thanks again, girls. You are simply great.
Thank you, Wolf. As a formal action of chair, I ask staff to put an action item for the next ALAC meeting to discuss that. I have no doubt it will be approved, but we will discuss it. Okay. And thank you. Is there anyone else who has anything they would like to say before we adjourn?
Thank you very quickly. I'm stepping into Eduardo's position. I cannot replace Eduardo. No one can replace Eduardo. He has been a mentor, and he has been a guide, and he's an amazing man. And I wanted to recognize Eduardo. Thank you.
Okay, a couple of points before people leave the room. For those who are participating tomorrow, that is the new ALAC and the liaisons, there will be an agenda sent around shortly, sometime today. I'm not sure when. I thank you all. Baran wants something to say before I say my final words. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I just want to take this opportunity to thank the staff. Everybody knows me for having visa issues. I'm the visa issues lady, and they've just been wonderful. They've really been so helpful. I want you all to stand up. I want a standing ovation for the staff. They've been wonderful. They are fantastic. Thank you, guys.
Well, Baran has now taken one of my items. Fatima will now take another one.
Briefly, I also thank to the staff for your support and patience with me during this year, and also to the interpreters. Yeah, thank you very much for your job during this year. Thank you.
As predicted, she took another one of my items. Now, I was about to thank the technical staff who have done a marvelous job. Now, I need to add something here. And again, people who have only been around for a little while don't know it. Olivier, you can take another one of my items after I say it, okay, or almost after I say it. For years, we would have continual problems. The microphones wouldn't work, or in the old days, the ALAC was the only group that didn't get microphones, but that wasn't their fault. Remote participation wouldn't work. We couldn't get the connection between the phone system and what we had here. The problems were innumerable. We have not seen any of those problems for several meetings, and this one was flawless. Thank you. And now our interpreters. I'll make a similar statement. For a while, we've had interpretation for longer than any other part of ICANN, I think, except perhaps the general session. It's not been easy. It's not been easy for us, and it's not been easy for the interpreters. We speak a different language here, and I'm not talking about English, French, or Spanish. We speak a complex language made up of acronyms, things that don't translate well, all sorts of horrible problems. As far as I can tell from reports and when I listen in English, the interpretation here has been just superb, as it has been for the last couple of meetings also. We really are learning how to do some things. So I thank you. It is really appreciated. We have someone else who wants to say something before I say it.
Yes, please, Alberto Soto. I speak in Spanish.
And then I will.
Been a long time I had my hand raised, but Silvia Vivanco was in between my line of sight with Alan. I want to thank in public Fatima, our outgoing ALAC member, for her outstanding job in the past 2 years. I think she's always had the support of the region. We've had arguments about many things, but always based on goodwill, and any differences of opinion that may be based on different knowledge bases, but we arrive at good outcomes always. Thank you.
Microphone is. Just one short word from Kylie Kan from China.
Olivier wants one very quick intervention. Sorry, Kylie has one first.
Sorry, thank you. Just as a newcomer, just want to say very, very happy to join the big, happy family. Thank you.
Thank you. Olivier?
Thank you, Alan. Just one more thing. It's Olivier speaking for the transcript. The interpreters actually are our usual interpreters. They're not just contractors that come to ICANN meetings. They are our interpreters. They know a heck of a lot more about you than you think. And this is your chance to actually see them. You hear them, you think, oh, I wonder what they look like. Well, there you go. So see them, and not only that, you can greet them, meet them, you can talk to them as well, because they hear you talking all the time. So there you go. I just wanted to mention that. And they've been with us for a while, and they're part of the family. So thank you.
So I know that we're running really late, so I want to thank you for your thanks to us. We really appreciate it. We do very much enjoy working with you and supporting you. So just a plea to incoming and ongoing ALAC members and regional leaders, you know, if you have any questions, any suggestions on how we can support you better, on how we can support the ALAC better, please do let us know. I've seen a lot of improvements over the years, several. You know, we've had a RALO leadership onboarding earlier this week. We've had a development session planned for tomorrow. If you have anything more, please just let us know. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wants to steal any of my comments? Okay. We've already had applause for staff. There's just no way to say thank you. But I want to make a very specific statement. And this is about staff and the rest of you. This has been a challenging meeting. Staff is continually working and yelling at me in a polite way for weeks before the meeting, saying we have to finalize agendas, we have to finalize agendas. We went into this meeting, fair number of the agendas being to be decided. They were done on a day-to-day basis because things were changing so often. We also had a few other meetings that weren't planned. So I really appreciate the work that went into staff being able to accommodate our needs, and I appreciate everyone in this room who has put up with uncertainty and flexibility and changing schedules where we really had very little control. It's not exactly the kind of meeting I like to run, but sometimes you don't have a choice, so I thank you all for your indulgence. I thank you for your participation, and I have my fingers crossed that in Marrakesh, we will actually have a meeting planned ahead of time. And hopefully we'll be as productive and more productive than this one. So thank you all. Don't forget the open forum and the open board meeting. And you, ALAC, and liaisons, we'll see you. And Aziz would like a couple of words. Well, since he's the host of our next meeting.
Three words.
You have to let people finish. We've been told that. Seriously. I really am very indebted to all of you, and specifically to the staff, but all of you, for allowing this meeting to happen and be successful, and I think we've done a lot. And I will turn the microphone over to Aziz, who has something to do with the next meeting, I think. So maybe it has something about that. And after Aziz is finished, this meeting is adjourned.
Welcome to Marrakesh. And I repeat, if some person or someone have a problem about visa, we have here Mr. Redwan Husseini, who will work for Foreign Office. And please contact us. Now you know him. And if we have also a problem with the restaurant, with the hotel, with the reservation, please contact us. And see you in Marrakesh.
Heidi, tomorrow meeting will be here in this room. Yeah, stay natural.